everyone out there in podcast land, and welcome back to the Front Row Podcast, the podcast for people who actually like movies. And man, oh man, am I excited today to bring you this little mini episode, because we have a pretty big, fun, awesome announcement. All of those things wrapped up in one, because we are announcing a brand new show today here on the Front Row Network. Always one of my favorite things. Whenever we do that, we've of course got to get the A-team together, starting here with Jeremy Gechner, the editor-in-chief, of course, and also the associate editor-in-chief of the Front Row, Mr. Craig McFarland. Looking good with that quarantine haircut, man.
Yeah, dude. I am going to our guests and our new host. I'm going to his future very soon. I think that the quarantine has stressed me out enough to where it's like a big creep on my head. And but it's not like a creep in a good way. It's like a retreat, truly, of all of my hair.
Yeah.
So those are going to be gone soon.
I'm guessing you have the same issue as I do, where male pattern baldness and receding hairline are on a race to meet somewhere in the middle.
That's right.
And everybody loses.
It's really like a civil war occurring on your head, on your scalp. It's great.
Everybody loses except those who make Rogaine and Just for Men and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Just let it happen. Just accept it. Although Craig, I was going to say that I look like a future version of you come back to warn you of something.
You know, it's very true, man. He's got the straight bald, the scragglier beard, and you've got like kind of the more refined beard right now, Craig. I feel like this is a little, there's some Marty McFly, Doc Brown stuff going on here.
Yeah, I just popped in to tell you to leave the almanac in the garbage can is what I did.
I will.
Yeah, don't bet on the Cubs, everyone. Anyway, you've been hearing his voice here. We are pleased, so happy to introduce all of you for the first time to Mr. Larry Smith, the latest host in addition to the Front Row Network. Larry, say a proper hello to everyone.
Well, howdy do, everybody. Was that good?
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. Yeah. I like the country flair. Let them know we're in Central Illinois.
I'm folksy, is what I am.
Perfectly proper.
Yeah, perfectly proper in every way. So this is just a little mini episode to introduce you to Larry, to his new show that's going to be coming to the network, one that I just cannot wait to hear. It's going to be so fantastic. A little background, though. So, Larry, let's just give them you. You are a stand-up comedian here, living here in Springfield, Illinois, which means you're way funnier than any of us here on the network. But why don't you tell everybody just a little bit about yourself?
Well, that's pretty much it. You hit it. Thanks. Good night. Thanks for having me on.
So you can find us.
I've been doing stand up for a little while now, and had the opportunity to travel quite a bit for it, and had a podcast before with a friend of mine, and we just both got so busy that we couldn't make our schedules work, and I know we were working on. Originally, guys, we were working on doing a game show, and then a pandemic happened. And it's real hard to have live audiences when you're nowhere is open, and it's illegal. So
that's no joke. We had that show was scheduled. I believe it was either March 20. It was either March 19th or 20th.
Yeah,
and it was the. We actually ended up emailing and messaging Anvil and Forge saying, just because of everything that's going on, we're not sure that this event is going to go forward. And then like the next day they were closed due to the stay at home order. So it was kind of a weird confluence of events for sure.
I'm not saying Larry, you caused the pandemic, Larry, but
no, it was me. Yeah, it was me. I take full responsibility because when I have big plans, somehow it's because of me and my big plans, things get all messed up, and I accept all right. that.
But Larry, tell me this, since we've been in this now for almost 90 days, how does a stand up do sitting down at a Zoom table?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say this very diplomatically. I hate it and it's miserable. Honestly, and I don't get me wrong. I appreciate the people that have had me on their virtual shows, but it's not the same. There's not to sound pretentious, but there's something really magical about being. You guys do live theater. It's the same thing.
Yep.
You could do the most perfect production of, you name it, whatever show. And if it's to an empty theater, or if it's just to your phone or a laptop camera, you're not getting the energy. And that's what's so great about doing live performance, is that you're feeding energy to the audience. They're feeding it back. And so when you're doing like a Zoom show and the audience has their microphones muted, it just feels like you're bombing for 15 minutes. It doesn't matter. You can even see the comments coming in on like a Facebook Live, and they're like, "Yes, it's great, so funny." And you're like, "I can't hear the thing that keeps me alive and keeps me." It's in fact, I'm having trouble sitting down just talking to you guys. I want to get up and pace. So.
Yeah, you're struggling so hard there. But I feel you on that. Like, there's a lot of those, like, late-night comedians, and, like, I love watching John Oliver, and it is just weird without an audience reacting to him.
It is. Well, I watched some John Oliver today, and I laughed and then felt guilty for laughing because he's talking about such serious stuff.
Yeah.
And I stopped myself. I'm like, no, that was funny. It was an intentionally funny line. But no one's laughing with me. I felt bad about it.
Yeah, man.
Now, I don't know if you saw this, but there was ESPN shared it. I think it's in Korea. They're resuming baseball. And what they did is in the stands, they put all stuffed animals. So then that way.
Which is just the most Korea thing ever.
The most Korea thing. Oh, my God.
So
gosh.
Anyway, so, you know, maybe that's an opportunity there for you.
Yeah,
they,
you know.
Dumped full beers on every one of them.
Yeah,
every one of them. So they just got that nice chugged beer smell going around the stadium. Yeah, there
was a proposal a while back. I watched professional wrestling, of course, and they were toying around with the idea of iPads in every seat, with people like live streaming in to simulate crowd noise. And I just thought, like, it's just like all these like iPads just in there with like random faces. Like, part of me wants to see it. Part of me needs to know how awkward that would be.
I would, man, that would be really off-putting. It's just a bunch of pixelated faces, because Wi-Fi isn't going to be great at that point.
No.
Just a lot of lag.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's just like, what? Like, if you're one of those people, what are you just in your house, like in one room, just going like, woo, the whole time?
Just in your one bedroom apartment, and all the neighbors are pounding on the walls.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Like, shut up. It's a 3-hour pay-per-view. Anyway. Larry, obviously everybody knows now that you're a pretty damn funny guy. And of course we know you from the local theater scene and the local live performance scene, like you said. And so let's tell them just a little bit about this new show, Convince Me with Larry Smith. Tell them just a little bit about this show and what it's going to be, what they can expect.
Okay. You're going to expect with certain guests some strong language. Just make sure the little E is next to every episode.
Don't kill us, NPR daddies. Don't kill us.
Yeah, no kidding. Some of the people I've interviewed are like, okay, I'm going to be very good. And I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. They're going to warn everybody.
Yes.
While I know that the Front Row Network is for people who actually like movies. Mm. We don't all like the same things.
That's right.
And I know that some people, myself included, felt a lot of guilt and felt like we were shamed if maybe we didn't like a popular thing that other people liked. Mine is The Wizard of Oz. And I know that is sensitive territory, but as I've said before, just because I don't like it doesn't mean I don't understand why other people like it. But I wanted to talk to people on my show about stuff that they just can't stand that other people seem to love, and then tell me why. But on the transverse side of that, the most important side is I want to hear about what you love. You know, tell me what you love. You know, the first episode, I don't want to give a lot away. But we talk about a local comic and radio personalities love or Limp Bizkit, or as we've called him, ooh, Fred Durst and the Bizkets. That's the ooh only way I'll refer to them. It's a tough sell, but he convinces me. But we also we're going to talk about what makes people laugh. You know, being a comic, I'm fascinated with that. So we're going to talk about what makes you laugh, what doesn't make you laugh. And we're going to drill in a little bit about that. You know, what I've found was they were starting to be a theme interviewing some people. And the Big Bang Theory came up quite a bit. And I won't tell you on which side. But there's also some very surprising things. I couldn't spit that out. There's some very surprising things that come up about what people love and what does make them laugh. And there's some of it that's really a fascinating conversation, and some of it's funny. And on a couple interviews, there's some, and not for nothing, some pretty heartfelt moments. Some pretty heartfelt moments.
Look at this. You know, you're getting comedy, you're getting debate, and you're getting heartfelt moments. I mean, like, we're like an Aaron Sorkin drama all mixed up into one right here, man.
Exactly. And if anyone ever brought to me, because I don't ask them beforehand, don't tell me what you're going to talk about. I don't want to know. I want to genuinely react to it. But I tell you right now, if someone were to sit down and look at me and say, okay, the thing I hate is Aaron Sorkin show, I would smack them in the face and then gently escort them out my door.
Yes.
I wouldn't, and never speak to them again. It would be, and that's not
explain
the only thing.
Yeah. Not explain no why. Just.
and I would still publish that episode. You would just hear, yeah, Aaron Sorkin, a slap across the face. And then.
And thank you for coming.
Yeah. Just hear the door shut.
We, you know, we might have some material here in the next year or so. Unexplicably, Warner Brothers has decided to bring back one of their worst directors. So perhaps Jeremy can try to convince me that a film where the climactic moment is that both characters realize their mothers have the same name is a good superhero movie.
I'll just say right now, I've never defended the Martha part. I've defended the rest of the movie while admitting.
Although I would like to hear
the
you
goo
try
that is Doomsday. Anyway.
Oh, God. Anyway. Don't get me there. is it bad that I forgot that was in the movie?
All right. So it sounds to me like we need to have a very special episode where all three of us sit down. Yeah, and I think about this.
I think that that could be. I think.
Yeah,
that
I was.
Could be
I'm.
Really
I'm a
fun
BVS supporter there, so I'm. Or at least I'm just. But it might be like you talked about, though, Larry. It might just be because everybody else has pushed so hard against it the other way that maybe my real position is just like it's okay, but because it's so comparative, like it's like I'm a freaking shill for Zack Snyder or something like that.
Completely understand. There's some, there is something to that where when everyone else hates it and you're like, no, I love it because you hate it.
Yeah, there
and
you go.
And admittedly,
the hate fuels it. Yeah,
exactly. And I will die on this hill. This is the hill. You're going to die on the Batman versus Superman hill. You're damn right I am. This
Even
is my
sad
is
Ben
it
Affleck are going to be here on this hill to the day we die.
Poor Ben Affleck.
So, Larry, you kind of teased it a little bit, but who are you planning on having on these episodes of Convince Me? Who are your guests going to frequently be here?
Well, it's going to be I've got a really nice range so far. I've got some touring comics. I've got some local comics, and I have talked to a couple musicians. One, Scott Hines, who played Carl Perkins in Million Dollar Quartet. He actually auditioned in New York for the Broadway production. And they said, you're great. We want to hire you, but we're going to put you in the Vegas cast. And so he was Carl Perkins for 3 years out in Vegas and then left that show and started a band that is hard to pigeonhole. They are, as he would say, kind of a Americana traditional surf bluegrass, but the Royal Hounds. And
sure.
They're a world touring band.
Let's throw some disco in there just for good measure, you know?
They can do it. That's the thing. It's a trio some of the greatest musicians. But yeah, we're going to talk to a little bit of everybody because I like to get different perspectives. And one of them, you know, had Dusty Slay on, so you'll get to hear him, who's been on The Tonight Show and Jimmy Kimmel and Lights Out with David Spade a couple times. He's a regular nice. Panelist. So great guy, great interview. So, and it's nothing serious. Like I said, there's a few heartfelt moments, but there's a lot of seriousness out right now. We just want to have some fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Convince Me with Larry Smith, the newest show coming to the Front Row Network here on NPR Illinois. Craig, when are we looking at getting Convince Me in front of people's iTunes and Spotify feeds here?
Well, putting dates on things with us tends to be a little tedious.
Dangerous proposition, to be sure.
But I would say that you're listening to this this week, and we will bring it to you next week.
Next week.
I use those terms, and then that way, in case we don't release this until some other week, then the following week is still accurate.
Yeah, man. We should definitely put down a marker of like something that's happened right now or something that like in the future, just to like, what's going to happen?
I put dates on the Disney Legends releases that we did for my show, and it gave me sweats.
Yeah.
I got nervous. So dates.
But then you did it, man. You did it.
So far, I'm halfway done, Jeremy.
Yeah.
I can still screw this up.
let's really screw up the curve. I just saw the pilot episode of Brockmire. Boy, oh boy. So see, now they don't know when it is. It could be 2020. It could be 2017. Yeah. We don't know.
Exactly. Oh yeah.
I'm trying to help out.
Yeah. I mean like the super volcano that just erupted in Yellowstone too. That was nuts.
See, don't say so stuff nuts. Like that. Gekner, don't say stuff like that. We've had enough.
There's earthquakes under Yellowstone, people. There's earthquakes under there.
Oh, God. Welcome to Coast AM.
You know, it's funny.
We're going to take a few calls from some guys that have seen the Chicago Mothman recently.
You know what's funny is like I keep seeing all these amazing 2020 is the worst year tweets, and one of them was just like the writer's room for 2020 sucks, man. You don't just introduce murder hornets and then never do anything with them and stuff like
right.
that.
Right. Maybe a filler episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Larry, we are so psyched to have you here on the network here on NPR Illinois. Your show, Convince Me with Larry Smith, we cannot wait to listen. It's going to be so awesome. Any last words to the listeners as they look forward to it?
Just please enjoy, come with an open mind. That's all we want. We just want to hang out and talk and just bullshit a little bit. That's what we're going to do.
There you go.
Dare I say, Larry convinced me to listen.
Oh, you see people, there comes a time when you just can't get any better in podcasting. And I think
really,
that was
it.
I think
that's
that was it right there.
We've now hit the pinnacle. Well, we are excited to have you on the team, Larry, and can't wait to give it a listen.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here, guys. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So once again, look for it in all the normal places where you find the Front Row Network. Convince Me with Larry Smith. We're going to be pushing it out everywhere, nprillinois.org. All of our Facebook channels, Instagram channels, Twitter channels, everything is going to be pushing these episodes out there. Craig, anything else to say before we wrap up here?
All I will say is, Larry, we always mess this part up. So generally, Jeremy is going to say his name, and then I will say my name, and then you will say your name in that order. And then Jeremy will tend to wrap it up at that point. Okay?
Yes, I'll try to catch off the sign off.
This really is your final audition to make sure that you make the cut. Okay.
So it's Jeremy. Then you, and then what am I supposed to do?
Just say just go with it. You know, whatever
comes up,
the spirit moves you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Feel the spirit.
I think I
move.
Got this.
Okay.
I took some notes.
Here we go, everyone. Now that you know, get ready to subscribe and everything. And for the Front Row Network, I'm Jeremy Gekner.
I'm Craig McFarland.
I'm your name.
Again, we can't get any better than that. And we will see you all in the front row. See you later, everyone. This episode is a production of the Front Row Network, a proud Community Voices member of National Public Radio, Illinois. For more information and to see the full slate of Front Row Network shows, you can visit frnpod.com or nprillinois.org. You can also find and follow us on social media by searching for the Front Row Network on Facebook and Instagram, and Front Row Reviews with a Z on Twitter.